Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, not the star of the show. The star is this gentleman, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the true star here. We're talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
How do you do? Great to be with you. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing very well, Fred. Glad to be with you.
How's your peeper?
My peeper?
Yeah.
My peepers are fine. Better to look at you, my friend.
Oh, good. Okay.
Good to see you.
Well, it's nice being seen, and other than that, what's happening? We've got some things going on here. I go through my notes, as you know I do, and I'm looking at this note here. Ex-NFL linebacker Sean Merriman signs bare-knuckle boxing deal.
Yeah, this is a big deal for you. This is something great.
This is great. He plays 8 years in the National Football League, gets pounded, and then decides I'm going to go into another sport where I can even put my brain up for a target practice. And this is the concussion championship sport of the world. You know, you not only get knocked out, but your brains can be so badly bruised, you know, you can't find your car keys at the end of the night.
Yeah, this is, I guess if you need the cash, you go for something like this, but this is a tough deal. This is bare-knuckle boxing is what they're talking about here, right?
Yeah, it's bare-knuckle, and Merriman and all these guys who go for it are going for, a quick buck. You're not staying in this sport very long at all, especially when you start getting hit. You know, the winners get beat up in this sport. You know, it's not like, you're going to get in and get out and say, hey, it was a great day. And maybe I'll fight 10 fights and maybe I'll get knocked out once. No, you're going to get your brains beat in every single moment you're in that ring. You know, so we want to congratulate Sean Merriman for making this decision with a battered brain.
Yeah, it's what you think, and he's quite excited. He says, right now, this is the best opportunity for what I want to do. He says, I've been kicking tires for years. This is a good place for me to start. I'm looking forward to having some fans out there and some fun. I get to train for the next 6 to 8 weeks and go show everyone what I can do. So your thoughts on this, we open it up to you. As always, you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. You can also follow him on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer or simply send him an email, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint the...
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
And now, Valero Summer Vacation Driving Tips. Keep these in mind as you embark on your journey. Give your car a safety check, including coolant tank, hoses, belts, tire pressure, battery, air, and fuel filters. Prepare an emergency kit to keep in the vehicle, and have a phone number for nationwide automotive assistance in the event you need towing or maintenance. Be sure you have your license, registration, and current insurance card. And now, a word from Valero.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake. Or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there, wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Visgrade.
Someone is searching your name or business online. What will they find? Do you have negative search results online? Do you have false accusations? Records from a legal situation or bad press from your past? To reclaim your reputation, call 1-888-WE-DELETE or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. That's 1-888-933-3538 or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. If there is any negative information about you online, GuaranteedRemovals.com will permanently delete it for you. That's right, it is possible to remove negative content from the internet. And GuaranteeRemovals.com is the only company focusing on permanently deleting negative online content. We have successfully removed over 10,000 links, including news articles, arrest records, legal documents, business complaints, blogs, pictures, videos, and more. We offer a no-money upfront guarantee. You don't pay until your online content is removed. Call 1-888-WE-DELETE to talk to our dedicated specialists who are here to assist you. That's 1-888-933-3538 or GuaranteedRemovals.com.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, and the star of our program, the one and only All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend, Fred Dreyer. And got a big story going. Fred and I were out at training camp for the Los Angeles Rams, your former team, this last week, Fred. And it was interesting. First off, Fred won't tell you this, but I'll tell you, he lines up there, and there's a good camaraderie with Fred and all the former players, the Vince Ferragamos, all the good guys that are around there. They seem to have this connection of, you can tell they were a really good team. They played together, and they were lining up like, you know, huge lines up to sign. Doug Smith was there with Fred Dreyer, and it was a great time, and a lot of people have good comments to Fred, not only for your football playing, but your acting career. But we went there. And I'm going to let you give us your thoughts, but I was sort of amazed. I had never been to training camp in recent years, and so I expected some good things. This was at UC Irvine in Southern California. We got there, I would say, around 12 o'clock, maybe even a little earlier, 11:30, 12, and the field is all set up, and there you can see grandstands around, and nobody's in the grandstands. The most incredible thing to me was no players were on the field. Now, we went over to the place where players were signing autographs, where Fred got set up, and they opened the gates at 1 o'clock. The fans stormed in there. They're lining up. Fred's signing autograph after autograph, and I got to wander around a bit, so I thought I'll go to the field and see what's going on out there in training camp. Crickets. Nobody's on the training field. It's like 1 o'clock. Fred's signing autographs till 3. And by the time we get done and Fred goes over there, this is when they're first starting training camp at like after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And here's the thing that really got to me. The players are there in shorts and T-shirts, and there's some guy on with, you know, straw hats that are the coaches. And you can't even hear them barking things out. They're just kind of going through the motions. And the players look like they're doing, this is no slant on them because they're much better players than I would be. However, I think I could have done a better workout session. These guys are moving their arms to the right, moving their arms to the left, and they're putting their arms up and down, and then they put rubber bands on their legs, and they're stretching their legs out there. And I'm thinking, well, what am I watching, a ladies' dance class, or am I watching NFL players getting ready for the season? I don't think these guys get prepped for the season, Fred, and I got proof for it here. But your thoughts, you came there, and I just saw you kind of look, and you were sort of in amazement watching this practice.
Well, listen, we've talked about this a long time. You know, when we watch games, I've been watching games now since 1981, since I've left the sport, and I've watched the sport erode on Sundays for the last 35 years. And the reason is, clearly, when you watch this training camp exercise, someone asked me, "Jay, hey Fred, what do you think of the team this year?" And I looked out in the field and I kind of like pointed and I said, "Well, it looks as though they're threatening impending contact. You know, it looks as if though they're kind of like promising us that they're going to do something that we should really pay attention to." And they never do. They come out there with their football helmets and their shorts and their jerseys, and they kind of sit around and stretch their groins and they talk and they play catch and they don't do anything. But one of the reasons that there's so much criticism of the product nowadays is, and it's directly related to the fact that nobody tackles, and I've said all along, that I'd be willing to talk to anybody about the philosophy of what makes a good football team and a good sound football league, and that is contact. Contact in the off season, contact minimally during the season. You have a thud drill, you know, you carry yourself through the season, cautiously, because, you know, you're now down to one game a week, one contact event a week, which is Sundays. So what you have to make sure that you do is you have to make sure that you spend an off season preparing yourself, that you when you go to training camp, that there's crisp hitting when you do hit, but you do have to hit because that's the only way you prepare yourself to play the sport. And it's the only way you really can feel as though you're getting in a hitting groove. You have to hit in order to play this sport. And they don't do it during the season because, and this is the extent of my long-winded dissertation here, the reason that they don't hit is because there's so much money involved. The players are getting so much money, which is a good thing because they can afford to pay these players. Go out and pay them, right? They're not around forever. Go out and pay them. But at the same time, you have to be able to perform Sunday by hitting, you know. And if you don't hit, then what you're going to get is what you have. Bad tackling, a lot of concussions, and a lot of injuries. And so they talk about CTE, you know, and all of the head injuries and all of the conversations that people have. Gee, how come suddenly there's so much head injuries, and why is this so? And it's so because nobody knows how to engage the ball carrier. And when you look at these training camps, everything has been negotiated. All of the hitting, I went to camp. We had 22 days of double days.
Now, hold on a second. When you say you went to camp, so you had 22 days in the camp, double days, meaning you weren't in T-shirts and shorts. You were in full uniform. You had your helmets on. You had two workouts a day. Am I right?
You had, in the morning, you had helmets and shoulder pads. You went out and you did certain drills that you could, and the hitting was left for the afternoon. And it was 7-on-7. There was live 7-on-7. There was pass rush, live offensive lineman, defensive lineman. There was a live scrimmage to kind of like get a, as they say, we want to get a look at our short yardage defense, our goal line defense. So bring up, the only way you can do that is you do it live. So we have to do that, and then we have to have a scrimmage. Then maybe what we'll do is, because the Denver Broncos or the Dallas Cowboys or the Chargers are kind of somewhere in the Southern California area, we used to engage them in a full-on scrimmage. And so we would book that. They would come to where we were, in that case, to Fullerton College, and we would get it on with these guys. And this was a full game time situation, full speed. And that is the only way you can honestly set your offense and your defense and certainly your kicking teams and all that. We even did punting live, try to block kicks, try to block field goals live, short yardage defense, goal line defense. And so all of this stuff was getting us ready for Sundays, a 14-16 game schedule of contact on Sundays. And when Sundays came around, we were ready to play. And you got graded on how well you tackled. It was all a part of Monday afternoons after the games were over. And if you didn't tackle, you came out on Tuesdays and you tackled. So tackling was always held in its highest esteem in the league.
Stay with us. We'll continue here both on Facebook Live on CRN Talk Radio, The Lounge.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800 508-5774.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. You saw him. He had the two safeties. We call him the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. That'll be a record that'll never be broken. And, of course, the acting legend from Hunter. I saw a beautiful woman today was talking about you, Fred Jarns. You know the guy I really like on that CRN, Digital Talk Radio Network, crntalk.com, is that Fred Dreyer. I said, well, you should check him out. He's a pretty good guy.
I think that was my name. Neighbor.
They asked if you liked pets, and I said, well, yeah, you should come and check out Fred Dreyer. So I'll see if we can get that set up for you. And Fred is now on Facebook Live today, thanks to Matt Besance and our cracked operations staff at CRN. Not only are we on Roku, Tiki Live, and at crntalk.com, but Fred now sips drinks and stuff right in front of your very eyes at facebook.com, and he's one of the great gentlemen here in this sport. And we're talking a little bit about training camp, which Fred and I went to this last weekend, and it's not just with the Rams. It's all over the league. Here's the deal, Fred, and I need your comments on this, but some of the stories we have today, here's one example. Patriots are having problems in the wide receiver area, and they say their wide receiver group is very much in flux with Julian Edelman returning from an ACL tear he suffered last offseason, battling a four-game suspension. They say people are going to step out of everywhere. So one guy was Jordan Matthews, but he was Matthews was a high pick who last played for the Bills in the AFC East, and he's done with the Patriots. So they cut him on Tuesday in what they say is a significant hamstring injury. So the Patriots feared the injury to Matthews might be, quote, significant. Now, this is just one. I can keep going down here. I can talk about the Packers. Their fear became a reality. Their defense starting linebacker, Jake Ryan, has been diagnosed with a severe-ending torn ACL. Injury after injury, and I'm telling you, with the exercises I saw with guys in shorts and in T-shirts on the playing field, these guys aren't ready to start the season.
Is that a question to me?
Yes. Are they ready to start the season?
All right. As we discussed, if you don't prepare yourself, if the team's philosophy is we have to check with the Players Association in order to get these players to break a sweat, and that's what happens. You know, you've got such a strong players union now, and you can't bring these guys out here and run them and make them do these drills and do what the coach says they have to do, because many of the things that are defined as to what is appropriate in training camp is broken down and parceled out by the Players Association agreement with the owners. So you can't just come out and say, okay, we're gonna have a half-line scrimmage right here. Well, just a second. In our contract, we don't have half-line scrimmages. Matter of fact, we don't have any scrimmages. And they go, oh, yeah, right. So you literally, as a player, you go to training camp, and you aren't really pressed to be in any type of shape. Certainly right. Not. If you're not in hitting shape, that means you do not have the legs for the sport.
And now, wait. So if you don't practice hitting, you're not just talking about the physical hit here. You're saying the body, the legs aren't ready to go to make those hits.
Yes. You have to be prepared in order to hit, to take on blockers, to get off blocks, to run, pursue, and get on piles, get in between piles, and get underneath piles. And all of that roughs you up. It gets you ready. It gets you combat hitting ready. You know, I mean, we used to go into preseason games after about 3 weeks worth of two-a-days. We would go into preseason games, and you know, we'd have all the horns, the tape, and all the stuff on our helmets all chipped off. We used to have to go through extra horns. You know, Don Hewitt would have to put on new horns because we were hitting so much, and we had an opportunity to get ourselves ready. You know, your knuckles were beat up. You were beat up. You were cut up, chipped up. But that was the toughening you had to have in order to play on Sunday when the preseason games start, and there were six of them. You had to play six games. That was, you know, that was a half a season for most people. So all of this stuff adds up to the players are not ready to participate on Sunday. Therefore, they have leg injuries, ankle injuries. They have they say, well, it's a lazy man's injury. Anytime you start talking about people's legs pulling hamstrings and groins and calves and ankles and Achilles tendons, it's a lazy man's injury.
We're in the Sports Lounge. That's Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn coming to you on CRN Talk, our radio network, Sports Byline Radio Network, Facebook Live. Tell your friends, come and check out Fred Dreyer at Roku and at CRNTalk.com. We are back in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, and the star of our show, Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end. The acting legend. The man from Hunter. Guy threw more people off roofs than any other person in the history of television. I'm talking about the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Yes, there wasn't a roof I didn't like, Mike.
You were the time.
Yeah.
Be careful, Hunter. That's what I like to say whenever we leave the show. I think that should be your closing line here. It should be good. Hey, so there's this guy, Fred, the man who launched the Black Panther Challenge campaign. Now he wants to take on one of the most controversial topics in the United States sports. This guy, Frederick Joseph, his target this time he went out was the Washington Redskins name and logo. How many times have we talked about this on the show?
Ad nauseum, actually.
Yes, it's been a subject of heated debate. Oh. So this guy, Frederick Joseph, took to the streets of New York. He was wearing a T-shirt featuring a mock-up of the logo of the Redskins with the profile of a Caucasian man replacing the Native American that adorns the National Football League's franchise's logo. And the message was further enforced by the placement of the word Caucasian underneath the logo, while the hashtag Black Panther Challenge campaign was intended to help underprivileged kids see the blockbuster movie. They raised almost $1 million. His campaign that he had here with his word Caucasian there met with a different reaction than he thought. He put a Twitter response up on a thread that posted last week and admitted he was surprised by people being as, quote, trash as they were. He said the stunt was what he intended to highlight, the hypocrisy of racist logos, but instead he got insults by passersby who mistook the T-shirt for a real club item, and one white woman said she told him wearing the Caucasian logo was disrespectful and she found nothing wrong with the Redskins logo. So what he thought to bring people going crazy over, people got crazed over him. It backfired on him.
The only way that logo will ever change, unless Dan Snyder just decides to do it, is if Dan Snyder sells the franchise, one of the prerequisites will be from the league to the new owner, you must change the logo.
Interesting.
That's what they'll do. And so up until that time, look, when I played in DC Stadium, the Redskins in DC Stadium in 1969, my first year down there, and they were talking about the damn thing then, and everybody kept saying, no, it's up to Dan Snyder what he wants to do. It's his team, it's his franchise. He paid a lot of money for it. He likes the logo the way it is. Leave it alone and let the man run his business the way he wants.
You can look at it, if you say being disrespectful, you can look at it as a badge of honor to say that the culture, the Indian culture, is got a football franchise named after it or behind it. It could be a positive thing. I don't see why it has to be negative.
It is. And most of the voting has been along those lines that Indians find it, encouraging, and it's brave, and it's got all that stuff in it.
Native Americans, a native team that comes out there and battles for to win. I think it's just something of respect. Yeah. And everybody picks apart everything and goes crazy.
And they politicize it. Once you politicize it, as we all know, once you politicize anything, you polarize people, and then you get the opportunity to start name calling.
That's true. That's true. Now, you get excited this time of year. One other football note, we should look at some of the ESPN power rankings for college football. And I know we're getting ready to crank up football, college football, professional football. Here's ESPN's ranking. Auburn, number 10, Miami, 9, Penn State, 8, Oklahoma, 7, Wisconsin, 6, Washington, 5, Georgia, 4, Ohio State, 3, Clemson, 2, Alabama, 1. Do I see anybody from the West Coast on this top 10 list?
No, it's completely shut out. And believe me, at the end of the year, this demographically speaking, will probably hold up.
You think this list
I think that these teams right there, at first blush, Washington is from the Washington is number 5.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So
yeah,
they're from the Pac. They're from the Pac-12.
There you go.
So that's it. They're a very good team, by the way. And so, what'll happen? Who knows? But as teams go on, but the sake of the matter, this whole thing of ranking and bowls and leagues has all been broken down demographically, and it's an East Coast conversation.
It is.
The West Coast is way the hell over here, and they're the last to be seen. People have already gone out to their restaurants and hit the highways from their favorite stadiums and their favorite team matchups by the time they close the books out here on the West Coast on all these teams out here. And, of course, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Unless you have, like, an O.J. Simpson or a phenomenal, you know, opportunity for a Heisman, a super player that everybody wants to see, then that's the only way you really get anything. But
let's get your thoughts on this. Again, I'll give you the list. Auburn, 10, Miami, 9, Penn State, 8, Oklahoma, 7, Wisconsin, 6, Washington, 5, Georgia, 4, Ohio State, 3, Clemson, 2, Alabama, 1. You can send it to us. Send an email to Fred, Dreyer at crntalk.com with your thoughts. Always communicate Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge or Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card by mail. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Castrol Edge and Valvoline Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Meanwhile, back in the sports lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the legendary Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end and the acting legend. Just a couple of quick other football notes here. This guy, 26 years old from Indianapolis, the Colts, the tackle guard, was placed on the reserve retired list. He said, this is Jack Muhart. He said, I'd like to thank the Irsay family and the entire Colts organization for giving me the opportunity to live a childhood dream. The fans in the city of Indianapolis have treated me like one of their own, and I am forever grateful. Wearing the horseshoe is one of the biggest honors I have ever known, and I will always bleed blue. Go Colts. So this is, I guess he's getting out of the game. 26, kind of young here, Fred Dreyer.
Well, but what's it say here? I'm looking at him.
The injury issues started creeping their way during the 2016 season, especially to his knees. He would only make 10 starts that year. They put him on injured reserve. Then last season, he only made it through 5 games before being shut down for the rest of the year, once again with the knee issues.
Yep.
And he was trying to get back to full health. However, they re-signed him and with a 1-year deal, and he was contending for a starting job, and I don't know if that's going to happen. So there you go.
Well, I will say, I'll add this, and we talk about this, and I'm sure you're going to see a lot of it this year. In my view, there is absolutely no reason for the National Football League, the $8-10 billion a year behemoth that it is, to have artificial surfaces in any of their stadiums.
Ooh, good point. And that could be causing these knee injuries.
Well, of course it is. If you're coming off of a bad knee, or you have history of knee injuries, inflammation, being loose, those types of things, then you can't play on that surface. You're going to tear your knee. This is not an opinion. These guys, these big guys, these 340-pound guys, you know, they come out of the locker room for these games with these huge braces on their knees, and they do it as a preventative measure. But what happens is that these big guys, when they lock up a lineman, a defensive end or a tackle or a linebacker, when they come off the ball and they engage the lineman, what happens is their feet, as a lineman, I would say that I would try to stop the progression and the advancement of an offensive lineman. I would try to butt him and hold him at the line of scrimmage, and therefore his legs would be stuck into the ground with a lot of traffic coming around. And these guys get hurt because their legs are stuck in the ground and there's a lot of traffic and there's a lot of people burrowing in about waist high and knee high trying to get extra yardage. And you don't know what it's like. It's fearful when you feel as though that you're stuck and you can't get out. You know, I've oftentimes just bailed out and just dropped to the ground because I just said, I don't care if they run the ball over me another 30 yards. What I'm not going to do is I'm not going to stand there if I don't feel secure with my feet in the ground. On regular grass, what happens is you wear the right length of cleat.
Right.
3/4, 1/2 inch, but usually about 3/4 to 1/2 inch. You engage the lineman, and you can feel in your feet the weight transfer. You can feel if you've got enough leverage to stay on the block, or if you feel as though that you can't move your feet and get off blocks. The one thing that linemen have to learn how to do is engage full speed at the line of scrimmage, butt the offensive tackle, offensive guard, the center, and get their head up so you can see into the backfield, and then find out where the flow of everything is, and then get around and down the line of scrimmage. So it's all kind of like in one motion. But if you get stuck on the ground, if you get stuck on AstroTurf, if you're holding on to a lot of weight and you can't get off, you got big problems. And that's what happens with a lot of these linemen.
What gives is the knee. And it is insights that you don't get on any other sports show here with Fred Dreyer in the Sports Lounge. One other thought here. We got, I know you've been a big a fan of this story, Johnny Manziel returning to the field.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He talked to reporters about his comeback, and he's going to be taking the field for the Montreal Alouettes. And he said, it's good to be back in here. I felt like the thing I've been missing even over the course of this year and a couple of years is reps, and you guys have seen the last couple of days a chance to get with the and get some reps is what I feel like I really needed and what I've talked a lot of people about. So I feel very blessed to be in this position, to be back in a situation where I'm starting again. It's good. It's a quick turnaround, but at the same time, I'm excited for the opportunity.
Well, look, we all root for people. Here's a kid that was just terrible, and nobody around him to slap him around and to get him to understand that this is the break, the opportunity of a lifetime. He blew it once. He blew it twice. He's now in Canada trying to right the ship. Let's hope he does that for his own sake, for his health. And maybe he can come out and just be a Doug Flutie and be a special guy where he's welcome back in the National Football League again.
As they say in Canada, it's a boot time.
It's a boot time, eh?
It's a boot time, eh? Hose head. All right, we will get to our baseball news here coming up. Trading deadline ended up here at the end of July, and so we'll see who some people feel are the winners. Get Fred Dreyer's thoughts on that. Stay with us here. You're in the Sports Lounge. Don't forget you can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Check out his new website, freddreyer.co, freddreyer.co. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer. We've got Fred Dreyer's email bag is here. You go to email Fred Dreyer, crntalk.com. Fred, Matt has been binge-watching Hunter on the Decades Channel and love it. They've been
God
running you as a binge.
God bless you.
It's good. Kansas
get a six-pack or a case of beer and just binge you out.
Yeah, now here's one. Candace says she was at the Rams training camp and did not get the opportunity to have you sign my husband's number 89 jersey with your name on it. Will you be doing another training camp legend signing? Will you be back there?
I'm sure probably not during training camp, I wouldn't think. Maybe not. I don't know what their schedule is, but I'm on deck if they should request my appearance.
Candace will let you know if he is. Sandy says, hello there, Mr. Fred Dreyer. You were my acting coach. In the 1994, you had a storefront in a very nice area, and I took a cab to your class. I wanted to know if I could use you as a reference for an agent.
You can
You
can use me as a reference? Now, yes. You mean?
Yes, because she was in your acting class.
Yeah, I wasn't the acting teacher.
Oh, so you were just in the class.
I was in the class, I'm sure, Nina Fosh's class. I was never a teacher.
All right, so she's going to put down she knew you in the acting class.
Yep.
Phillip says, loved your character in show. Hunter, you're the reason I chose 89 as a jersey number in high school.
Hey.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Audrey says, Fred Dreyer, I've been watching you on YouTube and your TV show, Hunter, and that series, and I love you.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to meet so many people that got a kick out of that show.
And Debbie says, Decades TV channel showing the Hunters all day through Monday, and I'm a one happy lady. People love that thing on you, Fred.
It's a great show, and here's one of the reasons why, if I have enough time.
No, you don't, but you will in the next segment, so hang in here.
Right.
But to tell you, just send your emails, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Back in the Sports Lounge, coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline. It's Michael Horn and the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter and all the other parts in between Land's End. Got the Transformer movie coming out this summer. Welcome back to the show. So trading deadline has come and gone at the end of July, Fred, and they're saying a few teams seem to have done well. Let's get your thoughts on this. The Dodgers get infielder Manny Machado. They made got him from Baltimore, and it solidifies them at third base or shortstop. Dodgers president of baseball operations, Andrew Friedman, also added the best available, they say, second baseman, Brian Dozier.
I like him. I like that guy.
You like Brian? They were trying to get him before on the Dodgers
and
years ago.
They wound
ago.
Up getting Logie Bear, you know.
And Logan Forsythe was traded away, was left in that deal. The 31, Dozier's 31 years old, puts up power numbers. He's his 16 home runs, ranked seventh in baseball. And this is pretty good. And they also got a few pitchers, I think, too, didn't they? The Dodgers picked up a couple of pitchers.
They picked up a pitch. They picked up one pitcher. Plus, they got they're getting a lot of their own that were on the DL back to them. So they don't have to go out and buy a bunch of guys. They got to assume that these guys, you know, Singrani and these guys like that, you know, Baez, these guys are going to come in and have fresh, strong arms for the last 50, 60 games, you know.
Tampa Bay Rays, they're 10 games out of a wild card spot, so they traded their right-handers Nathan Eovaldi and Matt Andreas and the left-hander Johnny Ventures in the leading up to the Tuesday deadline. The general manager there, Eric Neander, also acquired the outfielder Tommy Pham, who is under team control for three seasons from the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rays also sent a pair of they got some prospects there too, and they also traded Chris Archer to the Pittsburgh Pirates for two of the biggest prospect names in recent years.
Let me just interject here for a second. What's interesting is that the Pirates feel as though they're in it.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't doing very well. Suddenly they won like 11 straight and they were playing pretty well. And now they decided, you know what we're going to do?
We're going to
go all in. We're going to go for it. So they went out and got themselves a terrific pitcher in Archer.
The Brewers, Kansas City was able to sign third baseman Mike Moustakas, and they got him to a deal, and the Brewers were able to trade away a couple of prospects. They'll lock that in, and they got the World Series former champ there. It reunites him with his former teammate Lorenzo Cain. David Stearns, the GM there in Milwaukee, brought in a right-hander, Joaquin Soria, and played for the White Sox, seems to be pitching well already. Jonathan Schoop, second baseman, acquired before the cutoff time from Baltimore. And so that's to solidify them back at second base since they lost Dozier. So what do you think? Those seem to be the three teams that really did pretty well here in the trading deadline.
Yeah, they did. And I don't know. We'll see. Dodgers need to have they need to start hitting. They need to have all of their people back. I know Justin Turner is on his way back here the next couple of days. They've got the Houston Astros coming in on Friday, Saturday,
Sunday.
That'll be
Sunday. A rematch of the World
so
Series.
So that's going to be good. Everybody's going to want to be on deck for that. So, you know, when you take a look at all this stuff, this is the time people have to be prepared, they have to be healthy, and they have to be able to hit, field, run, throw, do the whole deal.
That's it. As always, you can talk to Fred. Send him some emails. He loves that. FredDreyer@crntalk.com. That's FredDreyer@crntalk.com. And you still got your movie, Highway 395. That's up there at your website, FredDreyer.co, right?
FredDreyer.co. Go to it, watch the trailer, and then download the movie. You'll love it.
It's Raleigh Wade.
The Sentinel of the Highway up in Highway 395.
Highway 395, the Sentinel of the Highway, just as Fred Dreyer is a sentinel here of the Sports Talk market. Check that out. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Also at Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget, we're here every week at this time. Also, on the weekends, remind you, Sports Byline airing the show at 12 noon on Saturday, Pacific time, Sunday morning at 6 a.m., so you can check it all out. And don't forget, we're now on Facebook Live. Check it all out
here.
That's
good.
It's good stuff.
Facebook's
really
good. That's great.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge, final segment of the show. Michael Horn along with the one and only the acting icon, the all-pro defensive end, Fred Dreyer. And Fred, Debbie had sent a note saying that the Decades TV channel, she emailed you, was showing Hunter all day long over the weekend. She says she's one happy lady. And I said, this is one great show. And you were going to tell us why. Why it withstood the test of time.
Here's one of the reasons that the old police shows, and ours is probably the best one as an example. Our show is not a procedural. It is not a. The format is different. Our format is you sit down and the show is opened up with some sort of crime that the audience is in on, and then Hunter shows up with McCall, and the fun of the show is to watch and see how Hunter and McCall solve the problem that has already been shown to the audience.
I love that. This is good.
So that's called an open mystery.
An open mystery. I like it.
It's open mystery. And the shows they have today, you know, are as well as they are produced, they require an awful lot of dialogue to explain the plot, and it just flattens out.
I agree with you. Hey, one other baseball story. Adam Jones was going to be traded from the Orioles to the Phillies. The Orioles are mired down there in a terrible season this year. And he nixed the trade. And people all say, why did you do that? You could have gone to a contender in the National League East there, the Phillies. And he says when players walked out years ago and walked the picket lines and all that stuff, they did that for reasons right now. He says, I earned this. It's my decision. Here's the thing about society. Everybody thinks they know what's best for the next person. If someone wants to pay my bills, trust me, they can tell me what to do. Until then, shut the bleep up. Jones has 10 and 5 rights, 10 years of Major League Baseball service time, including 5 years with one club. He would have had to waive his no-trade clause to be moved, and he opted to stay. What do you think of that?
That's a business deal that he had to make, and he was able to do it.
Yep, and he's able to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. All right, want to remind you, you can email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And, of course, check out his website, the site that's got Highway 395, FredDreyer.co. That's FredDreyer.co. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Hey, listen, we're on Facebook. We're out there, and we're loving it. And I'm looking forward to next week to be with everybody.
See you then, everybody.
If you missed something from today's show, you can find it now on iHeartRadio Talk. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.